Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in the state of Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
24.
24. Okay. Thank you. So just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Current trajectory, I would say dissatisfied.
Okay. All right. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one on the list, Democrats and Congress.
Democrats and Congress, 9.
9 out of 100?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden?
5.
Okay. J.D. Benz?
70.
70. Okay. Kamala Harris?
2.
Okay. MAGA Republicans?
50.
Larry Chavez, the Reamer?
Repeat the name again. I didn't quite catch it.
Lori Chavez, the Reamer. She's Republican. Chavez, the Reamer. That's her last name. Lori.
Okay. 50. Yeah.
50, okay. Donald Trump?
70.
70. Janelle Bynum?
Not heard that name.
Okay. Project 2025?
I'm giving that one some thought.
Okay.
I forget some of the premise of it, so I'm just going to say I don't have much of an opinion on it.
Okay, it's okay. And Republicans in Congress?
40.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'm more likely going to vote for the Republican.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Courtney West or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump.
I think that from what I've seen, Republican Donald Trump would win.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Danielle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Larimer?
I would have to do more research on that, but probably I would end up voting for Chavez or an independent, depending on my findings.
Okay, thank you. Even though you are not supporting Danielle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
If she turns around a lot of the woke policies and reduces tax rates for individuals. Otherwise, I don't really see myself voting Democrat at all.
Okay. So would you say just a very light chance or not chance at all?
No realistic chance.
Okay. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Heavily disapprove.
Okay. Okay, we have the option strongly disapprove. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Larimer is handling her job as member of Congress?
Like I said, I don't. I've not been really paying attention to that as much. So that's why I'm more indifferent.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Larimer. Please tell me how much each of one troubles you, how much each one of the troubles you about supporting Chavez Larimer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. I just want to disclaim that actually these statements that I'm about to read are based on general opinions or what people can hear on the streets. You know, it's not based on something in a specific, is just like what it's going on or what you can hear around, okay? So first, Lori Chavez Larimer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. This is a concern for you. A great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Some concern to be able, but I would have to look into it myself in this entire situation to give you an actual opinion.
Okay, so right now, between these options, would you select one of those four right now?
I don't really know anything about Lori Chavez Larimer, so I don't have an opinion to give.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Okay, don't worry. Just, you know, for the course of the survey, I will continue reading the statements, but if you don't have an opinion or you don't feel comfortable, just let me know, okay? All right, the next statement. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Dreamer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez Darimer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. So,
I have an issue with how the question is framed, right? That is my issue, is how the question is framed, demonizing the other side, right? The demonizing the Republicans, because I assume that question is coming from a question from a Democrat and not, that's how it sounds to me. It sounds like the question you're giving is from a Democrat towards a Republican, and I don't like how that question is presented. But the premise of the question, like I said, I don't know Chavez. I don't know Lori Chavez. And I wouldn't be able to give you an honest opinion about her because I don't have one. So.
No, I do understand, and that's why I clarified that these questions, and that's why you might feel that are that way. But it is about what it's pretty much being said about this person. So that might sound like that. You know, it's like against them. But again, it's just, this is not like a real statement or a factual statement. It's just like a sense of what it's being told of this person.
Yeah, and that's why I say, regardless of the question, I don't know Lori Chavez, and I don't have an opinion to give about Lori Chavez's demeanor at this point.
Okay. Okay, don't worry. Okay, yeah, okay, it's okay. So, but again, for the survey purposes, I will go ahead and I will have to continue saying that.
No problem.
Okay.
I'm just giving this call is being recorded. I'm giving thoughts for the record, if that is the case.
Yes, of course. Okay, the next one is serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Dreamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in the economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election.
Still don't have an opinion.
Thank you. Okay, Chavez Dreamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
Still don't have an opinion, and I'll still say for the record, I dislike how these questions are presented.
Thank you for your answer. Lori Chavez Dreamer broke her promise to us, but she ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose, but in Washington she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for a woman's right, not break their promise to Oregon women.
Still no opinion.
Thank you. Chavez the Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations, while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Remer is a vote for those dangerous programs.
For that specific question, I still dislike how the question is framed, but all of those things in there, in that question, I would agree in removing, but I still have no opinion on Lori Chavez herself.
Okay, thank you. So in this case, how would you like to go in this question? Would you like to say that this concerns to you a great deal?
The substance of the questions is what I'm looking at, because I don't know Chavez. So I'm looking at the framing of the question, because I see right now it's just the framing of the question is trying to demonize Lori Chavez, and I don't know her at all. So I'm trying to not look at that and look at the substance of the question instead.
What is
being accused of. So that last question, like the repealing back of LGBTQ rights, we have women's rights already enshrined in the Constitution. And if trans women are women, they're protected under the Constitution, right? So that's how I see it. There's no repealing back of women's rights. So there's no repealing back of trans women's rights, right? So I don't even think that's true.
Okay. All right. So would you pretty much say that you will answer these as the same as the other questions, right?
I can answer them as you presented, but just assume that every single answer is going to be, I don't have enough information on Lori Chavez to give you a opinion or not.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, continue, moving forward. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Remer?
Not enough information on both.
Okay.
So I would have to, not enough information for me for both of them.
Okay. Even though you don't have enough information, even though pretty much we can say that you're on the side up to this point, that's how you will classify this, right? Okay. So even though you
classify more in Oregon elections themselves as undefined, because I have not looked into them quite yet.
Okay, don't worry. Even though you currently say that you are on the side, if you have to lean forward or decide towards a candidate, which one would you lean towards? Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Remer?
Just leaning towards? Probably Lori Chavez right now.
Okay.
Just from the previous questions asked.
Okay, it's okay. Okay, now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent to Lori Chavez, has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for the police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Tabitha Rimmer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Tabitha Rimmer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Tabitha Rimmer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard this information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laura Tabitha Rimmer?
Still indifferent, but I would still, if you were to force me, it would still probably be Lori Chavez the Reamer.
Okay, thank you. All right, the last few questions are now just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year in specific?
Yes.
High school diploma.
Thank you. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have no children.
Okay. All right. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No idea.
Okay, don't worry. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. Okay, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, participation, and working with me.
No problem.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you.
No problem. You have a good one.